Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Ches. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba B'chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. K'makash M'chalamas HaShabbos. Any makah, any disease that is so significant for which we would be M'chal HaShabbos, Amos Rappamhem, that's the type of disease that we may not use a Nochri to. We may not use a nachri for refuah. V'kadamri, because since there's an element of sakonas nefashis, obviously, in this situation, whenever there's a situation of sakonas nefashis, we may not use a nachri because the nachri may, who knows what, do and say that the patient suffered because not because of his mistreatment, but rather because the patient was so sick. V'kadamri, and then says the Gemara, there is, however, a different version. Amar Rabba B'chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ko makah shel cholol, any makah, any disease that's within the body, Amos Rappamhem, we're not allowed to use nochrim for a refuah. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the difference between these two versions? We already learned that any internal or a disease, mechalan answer Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, ikavenayu, the nafkamina between these two versions will be if there's a wound, a gava yad, a gava regal, on top of the hand or on top of the foot. Dama rav adaba masna amar rav, gava yad, a gava regal, the top of the hand and top of the foot, harein kamaka shecholo, are considered like an internal wound. And the halacha is mechal leim as a Shabbos. It's considered significant enough that one could be mechal Shabbos because they're considered quite dangerous. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, however, add it only has to be in a situation if they hurt. If they don't really hurt, we're not mechal Shabbos. And moreover, says this is only in a situation where we have to make a determination. Is there danger here or not? If, however, we ever ask a doctor and the doctor determines that what we have facing us is a situation of a sakana, then there's no question. Then the halacha is that for certain we are allowed to, we have to do what we have to do. So now that we have determined that that Gemara says is also gava yad and gava regel is considered a serious injury for which we mechal Shabbos. So now we can understand the difference between the two versions. According to the first version, that any situation where there's a sakana, we can't use a nochri as a doctor, then the makah, that's al gava yad, al gava regel, we cannot use a nochri. According to the second version, that Rabbi Yochanan said, when it's an internal wound, so in an internal wound, where there it's hard to determine what the nochri is or isn't doing, there we may not use a nochri. But when it's on gava yad, al gava regel, and we could much easier see what's going on, then the halacha would be we could use a nochri to be, then we could use the nachri to be the doctor. Says the Gemara, Amrav Zotra Batovya Amrav, Kom Makam Shetricha Oimid. Any situation where there's a question, will this patient survive? The halacha is Mechal and Shabbos, will that be Mechal and Shabbos? And Rishonim ask that, of course, if the doctors say that this is a serious situation, of course we have to do whatever we have to do. So Ritva explains that this is referring to a situation that we don't have doctors examining the patient, and the patient himself is not sure. But since we know that this is the kind of ailment that can prove to be very serious, that's enough to be mechal Shabbos. V'amrav Shimon bar Abba Rav Yochanan, Hai ishta tzimrta, a patient who's suffering from a fever, kamaka shecholodami, it's considered in the halacha like an internal wound. Says the Gemara, from which part of the body is it considered a makkah that's internal, that the halacha is, that's considered makkah shel cholol, that we have learned two halachas regarding that in today's shiur. One halacha would be that we can be mechal Shabbos for such a situation, and the other halacha we learned is that we may not use a nochri for such a situation. Says the Gemara, Pirush Rami, Rami, explain it to us. Minasafel ofnim, anything that's from the lips inward, that is considered a makal shecholol. By Rabbi Elazar, so now Rabbi Elazar asked, kichi v'shini, the molars and the gums, mai, what will be the halacha? Do we say kivin the kushininu, since they're hard and they're not considered like an internal wound? Rather, the halacha could man davroi dame, the halacha will view them as an external wound. Adoma, kivin the gavoi kaimi, given the definition of what we just gave, what is considered inside the body, they are inside the body, and therefore, kamaka shecholol dami, they'll be considered like a maka shecholol, like an eternal wound. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Toshima, hachoshish b'shinov, if somebody has a toothache, lo yigame ben esachoymetz, he shouldn't rinse his mouth with vinegar. So what do we see from here? Because choshish seems to mean that it's only not very serious. Deloy, that's when we don't allow him to use the vinegar. Hakav le'tuva, if it would hurt a lot, shapadami. Why? Because it's obvious that that's considered a makkah shel cholol. The Ran makes a very important point here. The Ran says that perhaps one could suggest that the reason we're allowed to use the vinegar is because the reason, and this is important in understanding today's shiur, the reason we have to be concerned about a makkah shel we may not take medicine under normal circumstances on Shabbos is because of shchikas samamonim. You may come to make the medicine. If that's the case, ask the Ran, maybe over here where it's vinegar, where it's not something that we have to go through grinding to make this medicine, the halacha should be that we could be lenient when it comes to such a treatment. And it has nothing to do with what type of a situation is. Teaches us the Ran that that's not the way to learn. And if it's usur, if this would be considered a fool, it would be usur. But rather, we're differentiating because is it a real ailment or not? Says the Gemara, Dilma Tana hech de kov le'tuva, even when maybe the Tana uses the word choshish, and we said that the word choshish seems to indicate that it's not a serious ailment. But says the Gemara, no, this Tanakh, the kov le'tuva, the choshish namikarolei. And that's why it's considered a serious situation. But it's not a raya, what is the status of anything inside the mouth. Toshma, says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan chosh b'tzdina. Rav Yochanan had some sort of a disease called tzavdina, which is some sort of a tooth ailment. And he went to this important woman who was a doctor of the Chamshi Umalei Shapsa, and she treated him on Thursday and a Friday. And then he asked her, well, tomorrow I won't be able to come. What should I do? You're fine. You won't need any further treatments on Shabbos. Then he asked the Tzricha Mai, but what happens if I do? So she said, Ishtab Deloy Maglis, swear that you won't reveal what I tell you. Ishtabala. And then he swore, saying the words, L'alkel Yisrael L'magilna, I won't inform Hashem. And Galilei, so she informed him how to make this remedy. And L'macha, and the next day, Darsha B'Pirka. He went and publicly spoke, said over that what was the refuah. Vashtabala, says the Gemara, the Yerushalmi actually said that after he revealed the secret, two versions in the Yerushalmi. One version in the Yerushalmi is that she choked herself because this was her whole source of income. And now, by him revealing this, he revealed her source of income. And others say that she was Megayer. She actually became a Jew because she said, I see from here how devoted Klal Yisrael is each to each other, and instead of just keeping it hidden, he went and revealed it in case there's anybody who needs this refuah. But ask the Gemara, how was he allowed to do this? For Shtabalah, he swore that he wouldn't. Says the Gemara, what he said was, watch his words. L'lakad Yisrael Megilna. His shvur was that he wouldn't notify any Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avlal gal l'am Yisrael Megilna. He didn't say he wouldn't tell anybody else. But ask the Gemara, v'kichil Hashem. Even if he could say that that's not what he meant, I only meant I won't reveal this to Hashem. But at the end of the day, there is a terrible chil Hashem that he swore to her that he wouldn't reveal it, and he did it. Says the Gemara, the Golem Mikara. He had told her up front that he would be revealing this. But says the Gemara, the fact that he was ready to reveal it is obvious, and do not just reveal it, but he was ready to do this refu on Shabbos. Isn't this clearly an indication that Kamaka Shechol Adomir, it's considered an internal wound, and that's why he felt that if he needs treatment, he's allowed to do it in Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Shari Tzavdina. Tzavdina is a very different type of a disease. Hoyle Maschel Bepeh, it indeed begins with the mouth, V'gomer B'nei Mayim, and it goes into the stomach. That's why it's certainly considered a Mak Shel Cholo. My Simone, how does somebody know if he unfortunately is suffering from Tzavdini? Says the Gemara, Rav Mimidi Bein Kochi, if somebody puts something into his mouth, and blood comes out from between the gums. Says the Mai Havi, what causes somebody to suffer from Tzavdina? Says the Mai Rikri Dechitim, when somebody eats wheat, a food made out of wheat that's very cold in the winter. Somebody eats a hot barley food in the summer. There was a small type of fish that they used to fry in oil and flour. And if somebody eats the leftovers for that, that's what causes this disease. Says the Gemara, my of the light. So the Gemara says that he revealed what was the refuah. So ask the Gemara, what is the refuah for Tzavdina? Amar of Achabrei the Rava, may sor, water in which yeast was soaked, v'shem and zayis, olive oil, or melech. Umaber of Ashi Amar, mishcha de avza, goose fat that was melted, begat for the asna, and you smear the teeth with that goose fat. Amar Abaya, na av de kulay. I tried all of this, v'lay atzi, until, and it didn't help. It says, d'mar adam le'otay, until that Arab merchant told me what I should do is, Isa kashisa d'zayisad le'melotasim, bring the pits of olives that have not grown a third of their potential growth, v'kalinu amro chadata, and burn them on a new, over a shovel, v'davak bay the dori, and put them over your gums, and says the Gemara, Abaye did this, Aver Hachi, he did this, v'itzi. The Ritva and the Meiri say, when the Gemara asked that there was a Chil HaShvua, that somebody make a Chil HaShem, we learn from here, that even though the Shvua maybe should not have been a Shvua that was made, if the Shvua was made to a Nachri, then the halach is you have to keep what you said. Once you made this shvua, then you have to do it. The mafarshim also point out that when we speak about this machla, the machla begins with the gums. But if somebody allows chas v'sholem his gums to become infected, it could cause that the infection should spread to the rest of the body. And once the infection spread to the rest of the body, then it'll be very problematic. Here the Gemara speaks about making a shvua, particularly in area of refuah, an area of health issues, and then needing to let people know about that, what can and what can't you do. The Chashuki Chemed discusses where a doctor is aware of a person's medical situation, where, of course, professionally, he's not allowed to reveal what he knows. And moreover, professionally, he had told the patient that he would not tell this. But by not telling, he could cause real harm. Somebody maybe wants to marry this person, and this person has a very serious disease. A similar question, he said, speaks about where somebody has eye issues, and he's not able to drive. But again, he is a doctor, and more than that, he had told the patient he wouldn't reveal his eye problems, because, of course, if he would, the patient would have his license immediately suspended. And the question is what is the doctor to do? So he says that Rabbi Yoshev says that we learned in Masechta Shavuos that you can't make a shvuah that violates what it says in the Torah. So if according to the Torah, the halacha is that we have to save anybody from being in danger, a shvuah against that is something that the shvuah that we made that we wouldn't reveal would be against what the Torah says. But then, of course, he says, as we see in our Gemara, there's an element of Chil Hashem, and we also have this discussion where how do we know what is and what isn't, what is or what isn't dangerous. So it's a complicated question, and he says that if there's a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, if by not revealing what I know, I could cause a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, then it becomes my obligation to do what I have to do. But if it's not a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, and we have the Shvuah, and we also have the obligation that every doctor takes upon himself to keep all information that he knows highly confidential, it seems that Rabbi Yoshev is reluctant. Rabbi Yoshev, under those circumstances, is reluctant to reveal anything, which opens up another question, that similar question. If there's a doctor who knows a certain type of treatment, knows a certain type of medicine that could be helpful for certain diseases, and the doctor, and we're able, and it's a secret, and the question is, can we force this person, or can we make the person, or can we try to find out what he does in order to save more people? The halacha is, again, he says, it depends on Bikuach Nefesh. If by revealing this, we will be able to save somebody from a situation, save people from Bikuach Nefesh, then we have to do what we have to do. However, when it's not a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, that means either the disease is not that type of a disease that comes with Bikuach Nefesh, or there are other treatments that are helpful. Maybe this treatment has in it certain advantages, but there are other treatments. There it's a little more complicated. There it's a little more complicated to be allow one to reveal or break a confidence. Says the Rav Yochanan, Hechi Havi Kache, how did he go to this matronisa, this nochris, for treatment? Any disease which is so serious that we would mechal Shabbos for it, so how could he use her as a physician? And says the Gemara, Adam Choshem Shani. When it's referring to an important person, the Nochri is going to be very careful not to do anything dangerous to him, and therefore we have room for leniency. Ask the Gemara, for Rav Avud Adam Choshev Hava, Rav Avud was Adam Choshev. Rav Le Yaakov Minos Sama Shakye, and there was a famous Dr. Yaakov who was an apikoris, who put some sort of a medicine on his hip. And if not the Rav Ami Ravasi there who cleaned it off, the medicine would have killed him. So it would have caused his hip to get deformed, says the Gemara. So we see that the fact that somebody is a Adam Choshev doesn't make it permissible, says the Gemara. Rav Yochanan, the doctor that Rav Yochanan went to visit was Roif and Mumcha Hava, was an expert doctor. And as we've learned in our previous shurim, when we're speaking about a Roif and Mumchem, then there's much more room for leniency. Shani Rav Avua, when we speak about Rav Avua, the Mukmebei B'nei B'Nafshayu, the Apikarsim by him said, Thomas Nafshim Pelishtim. So the way to understand the Gemara is that A, Rabbi Yochanan was Adam Choshev. B, Rabbi Avuah was also Adam Choshev. But there was a difference in the doctors that they used. The doctor that Rabbi Yochanan used was a professional doctor, was not that attached to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore, given that she was a professional doctor and he was an important person, we have leniency. Rabbi Avuah, although he was an important person, the doctor that he used was Yaakov and Noah, was a well-known apikoros who had his hatred to Jews. And because he had that hatred to Jews, there is a real concern that what he would do when he had a Jewish patient in order to make him suffer. Amar Shmuel, Haipadata, somebody that was cut by a sword, Sakantahi, it's considered a situation of Sakanas Tafashas, or Mechalas HaShabbos. Ask the Gemara, my asusa lifsik dama, what is the remedy to stop the blood from exiting the body? Tachli b'chama, he should take shechlayim, he should take cress that has been soaked in vinegar. That's what should be do to stop the bleeding. Lasuke, to heal the wound, garda the yavla v'girda the asana, he should take scrappings of Yivla, it's a type of a grass, and scrapping of thorn bushes, or nikra mikalkalata, or something take out from the trash heap and put it on the wound. Amar Papa, high invasa, something that looks like a type of a wart on a body, pavanka de malch de masahu, that is very dangerous, and a person could die from it. Mayasusa, what should be done for it? Tigna, you should take a grass that's called tigna, mix it together with dufsha with honey, or you karpasa, or you should take, or he should take karpasa, celery, the tilalaya. It should take it and mix it together with strong wine. Ad v'hachi v'hachi, until he's able to find these remedies. Leisa invasa b'asmina. This wort looks like a grape, so take the type of grape that the wort looks like, the nigder alai, and roll it over the wort. Chivrti l'chivrti, use a white grape for white wort. V'ochmasalochmasin, a red grape for red wort. Omer Rava, high simta, if a person has a swelling, pavanka deshesihu, it's a type of disease, it's showing that he's going to have a fever. Maya susa, what should he do? The michya shitin is delay. He should strike this pace with 60 snaps of the finger. The carrier shesiv erev, and then he should cut it open vertically and horizontally and let it whatever's in there come out. The hani mili, when was this said? The loichiver reishi. If it's not, when the top of it is not white, aval chiver reishi. If the top of it is white, less lamba, then we don't have to worry about it. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Chosh, Rav Yaakov suffered b'pika. He had some sort of boils by his anus. Early Rav Ami, so Rav Ami told him what you should do. Family Rav Asi early, and some say it was Rav Asi that taught it to him. Leisiv shev bina hanatani, he should take 7 red seeds from the type of grass that's called ola, v'tzayle b'chalol the tzavora, and he should then tie them up that from a piece of cloth that comes from the neck of a shirt, v'lichrik alei nari barka, and he should wrap around with animal hair, v'tomishle v'nitva chivra, and then dip this into white naft, v'lichrik and burn it, and spread the ashes over the affected area. In the meantime, until he gets this all done, bring the seeds of the fruits of the thorn bushes, and put the slit of that fruit, the place where it emerges from, the place where you have the stem, against the slit of the rectum. Where does this apply? When we have the cut in the upper part, pick it to mai. But if the cut in the rectum is deeper, what should you do? Let him bring the fat of a goat that never gave birth before, for lifshur, and melt them over heat, for lishdibe, and then smear this ointment over the affected area. If this is not possible, let him bring 3 leaves of a gourd plant that is being dried in the shade, velikli, and burn them, velivdale, and spread the ashes over the affected area. Veloy, if this also is not possible, laisi mishkri chazoni, let him bring mussel shells, mussel shells, veloy, and if this is not possible, maishik meshakire, let him bring wax oil, velinkit, b'shikei the kitna b'kaiti, and wrap it in the rags of cotton cloth during the summer, with the amagufta m'sisra, and in the rags of flax, in the rags of linen in the summer, and in the rags of cotton in the winter. Ravua chosh b'udni, says the Gemara, Ravua had ear ache, Oyerlei Rav Yechon said, Varmalei b'medrasha, and some say he learned this in the yeshiva, my Oyerlei, what did they tell him to do? Says the Gemara, Ki hod amar Abaye, what Abaye taught us, Amrali aim throughout Shas. Abaye's mother, we know Abaye's mother died while she was giving birth to him, and he had somebody who raised him, a nurse that raised him, and he would call her aim. Le'ivre kliyosa ella udni. The kidneys were only created as a remedy for ear pain. Vamarava, Amrali menyume asya. Menyume the doctor told me, Kula shakani kushal udna. All types of liquids are not good for the ear, except from the fluid of the kidney. Laisa kiyusa debachi karcha, let him bring the kidney of a hairless goat, velikri shesivari, and again, open it up horizontally and vertically, velenach amlula de tara, and put this all over glowing coals. Vahanimaya, the nafkimine, and regarding the fluid, which comes out of it, he should pour it into his ear. Like kariri v'lo chamimi, he should not pour this liquid in when it's cold nor hot, el pshuri, when it's lukewarm. V'loi, and if this is impossible, laisa tab de chafushi gamlisa, let him bring the fat of a large gamlisa, v'lifshur, melt it, v'lishdebe, and pour it into the ear. V'loi, l'mali ol nemishcha, let him fill the ear with oil. The levit shep silted dasbasa, and let him make 7 wicks of green wheat stalks. The leisha sufs the tuma, and let him bring some dried garlic leaves. The leisa bedaka b'chadresha, and tie them together with animal hair at the end of each wick. The litli b'nura, and then put a fire next to them. V'idachresha, and the other end of that wick. Musa b'udna, you should put into the ear 1 wick at a time. V'lusa udna l'hadi nura, and he should put his ear near the fire. V'yizar mizika, and he should be careful of any wind, any draft. V'nishkol chad v'nagol chada, he should remove 1 wick as it's burnt, and bring another one. Lishna chrina, another version of this remedy. V'loi, if this other cures that we mentioned don't work, Laisa Shef Pselta Bikara, let him bring 7 wicks of animal hair, Vishaivla Mishka Despasa, and smear them with balsam oil. Vinaisa Khadresha Banura Vhadresha Bodni, 1 end of the wick he should put in a fire, and 1 end of the wick he should put in his ear. Vinashkul Khad Vinandakana, and he should do 1 wick at a time as they're burnt up. Vizdar Mazeka, and he should be careful about any wind. Viloy, and if this is not possible, let's say udru denar de le mashkif, bring purple wool that has not yet been combed, the novagbay, and put it into the ear, the litli lunni lahadi nura, and let him place his ear near the fire. Lazdar mazika, and again he should be careful for any draft, for any wind. Viloy, laisa gufsu de kanya tika ba meshnin, let him take a reed tube that is 100 years old, vilamalia melcha galnisa, fill it up with rack salt, vilitle, and burn it, vilitle, and put it by his ear. Says the Gemara, v'simanach, to remember what works for what situation, retiva levishta, vishta levitiva. If you have a situation where something is overly dry, use some, the cure is something that's moist, and if it's levishta levitivta, and if somebody has a situation where something is very moist, that's the issue. He should use the refuah is something which is some which is wet. Amar Rabba b'Chazutra, Amar Rabba Chanina, Malin Oznayim b'Shabbos. If somebody feels his ears are falling down next to his jaw, he could bring them back up. Tani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Tuch Rav Shmuel by Yehuda taught us b'yad. It may only be done by hand. Avloy b'sam, one may not use a medicine for that purpose. Ikadamri says, but there's a different version, just the opposite. B'sam, using a medicine for such a situation is permissible. Avloy b'yad. You're not allowed to do it by hand. My tama, asking my why is it permissible to use medicine and not do it by hand? Says the ma'am is reserve that when you use your hand, you cause a wound. And by causing a wound, something it's a melacha that's not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a wound on Shabbos. On the other hand, using a medicine is only a derabbanan of shrikas samanim. And since it's shrikas samanim, therefore, the halacha is we have room for leniency b'makom sakana. Amar Rav Zutta b'Tov Yom Rav, ayin shemarda. An eye that's coming out of its socket, out of its place, mutal lechachol, will have to use medicine on Shabbos to heal it. So the people who heard what Rav Zutra said thought, hanimili hu desachek misaman me'asmol, only if the medicine was prepared before Shabbos. However, av misachek b'Shabbos, but to make the medicine on Shabbos, v'lasui derech reshus rabim, or to carry the medicine, even if it was prepared before Shabbos, but to carry through Rishus Rabbim, loy, would not be mutter. Amalhu, Rabban of Yaakov Shmei, so it was one of the Rabbanim there, whose name was Rabbi Yaakov, who told him, L'dem Mefashim Neid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda taught me, Afilu Mishchit B'Shabbos V'Suyi Derech Rishus Rabbim, mutter. You're allowed to prepare this medicine on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it on through Rishus Rabbim, because we're dealing here with a situation of Sakonis Nefashis. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Shor L'michel Enei, Rav Yehuda allowed people to put this eye ointment on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Man Tzayis L'Yehuda, who is going to pay attention to what Yehuda is saying? What Rav Yehuda is saying involves Mechel Shabbi, that he's being Mechel Shabbos. L'Soif, it says the Gemara, what happened was ultimately, Chosh B'Enei, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda suffered from this ailment, and Sholchei and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda sent to Rav Yehuda a question: Shori or Osir? Am I allowed to apply this medicine on Shabbos or not? Sholchei, and he responded: L'kulam Mashari, as I've been saying, everybody else could do it because I feel that this is a situation of Bikuch Nefesh. L'didach, however, you may not, because you said that it's osur. The Rishonim explain why would it make a difference, and they say because there's a concept in halacha of shavya nafshi chetuchi desura. You something which is mutter, but you say it's osur. For everybody else, it'll be mutter. For you, will be osur. Says the Gemara, v'chi midatihu. And Rabbi Yehuda said, this that I said that you could do this treatment on Shabbos, did I make this up myself? The Mashmuhi, I learned this from Shmuel. because he says, Ahiyam Sadava Bei Mashmul, there was this woman who worked in the home of Shmuel, the Katla Einav Shabsa, that she had some sort of an eye infection in Shabbos, Tzavcha, she cried out, and nobody was paying attention to her. And Pakaena, and ultimately, she lost her eye. She came black, blind. After witnessing this episode, Mashmul said, my Tama, why are we so lenient when it comes to an eye disease? The shrine of the Iba, the eye is connected to the heart. And therefore, every eye disease carries with it an element of sakanas nefashos. Says the Gemara, Kigoy Mai, what type of eye disease are we talking about? Amar Yudah Kigoy Riroi, if eye is constantly giving out mucus, Ditsa, if somebody feels piercing pain in the eye, Dama, if there's blood in the eye, Damasa, if the eye is constantly tearing, Kitcha, if there's heat in the eye, at the beginning of the disease. Lafuki, then we're allowed to do whatever we have to do, even on Shabbos. Lafuki, sof achla, when it's the end of the disease and you're having these symptoms. Ptsuche ena, delay, all you're doing now is just improving the eye, and therefore that would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. So our Gemara is telling us that the tsuruke da'ina beliba Talia. Rav Shlomo Kugel was asked a shaila where somebody has an eye disease and the doctors have given him up hope. Besides that, there's one hospital that says that they think that they could do something. But the question is, if he's going to be in that hospital, he's going to have to eat non-kosher food. And the question that Rav Shlomo Kugel was asked, that is the person allowed to go to that or not? And he said that it's, even though it's Sakanas Aver, but so Sakanas Aver would not allowed to be over a derisa, it's only one organ. But now that our Gemara, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, taught us that Shrike the Aina Baliba Talia, and the eyes are connected to the heart, so that turns into a Sakanas Nefashis, and therefore, since it becomes a situation of sakanas nefashos, then we could even violate a deraisa. The Tzitz Eliezer was asked that the Ramah paskins, that the only time we bench Birchas HaGoimel, if somebody was in a situation of sakanas nefashos. What would be the halacha, he was asked, if somebody had an eye operation? Do you say Birchas HaGoimel or not? So he says, based on our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Shrike the Aina Bali Batalya. So it turns out that every situation where somebody is suffering from an eye ailment, that it should be considered like a situation of Sakanas Nefashos. Since it's considered like a situation of Sakanas Nefashos, he suggests that you should say Birchas HaGoimel. But then I saw there's a serious discussion amongst the Paiskim, which is very much connected to a subject that we've been discussing in our shiurim, which is most relevant to our shiur. And that is, we know that nishtanu ativim, the many things that were the facts, the medical facts, and remedies, as we will discuss in other situations, are not the fact nowadays. And the question that was asked is, most doctors would not say that shreika de'emi, de'ainel bivutalya, that the eye vision is connected to the heart. And of course, and therefore somebody who's suffering from an eye disease is not mortal, is not in a mortal situation. So what would be the halacha b'zman hazeh? So Rabbi Yashiv has a very interesting approach to this. Rabbi Yashiv's approach is, there's two approaches that I saw. The Chazanish's approach that I saw is that the Chazon Ish held that once the Gemara established that something is a sakana, we cannot say it's not a sakana, even if the doctors say that it isn't. He uses that concept by treifas. We know the Gemara identifies what is considered a treifa by an animal, what is not considered a treifa, and he says that whatever the Gemara considers as a treifa is a treifa, even if there's no, even if it's manazeh, they don't consider it a treifa. That's the Chazanish's approach. Rabbi Yosha's approach is that we have to see if somebody could really say that he understands what the Gemara means to say. And even though he understands exactly what the Gemara means to say, he could dispute what the Gemara is saying, then indeed, says Rabbi Yoshev, that would be a case where we don't have to pay attention to the Gemara. But until we can know for sure that we understand exactly what the Gemara means, for example, in our Gemara of Shuruka Da'ina Beliba Talia, when we can't be certain that we understand what the Gemara says, so that we don't know exactly what the Gemara means, and therefore we have to be concerned. But Rabbi Yoshev himself said he's not so certain. And to be Michal Shabbos, where doctors are clearly indicating that it's not a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, he's not so ready to be lenient. The Sefer Oilus Chodesh says, Ayin Sheh Marda, if somebody's eyes have rebelled, that somebody has looked in what he's not supposed to look at, what he should do is Mutar L'Kachal B'Shabbos. Normally on Shabbos, we're not allowed to cry. But Shabbos, we even, for such a situation, even on Shabbos, the halacha says we're allowed to cry and do tshuva, and that tshuva could be libetalia. The tshuva goes to our heart, and the tshuva that goes to our heart, even if we're not supposed to cry on Shabbos, that type of tshuva we're allowed to do. So as we just learned, our Gemara indicated and gave us quite a significant list of different types of refuas. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, says that Melech Chizkiyahu took the Sefer Refuas, which is a book that had all of these remedies, and hid them. The Ramban and Rashba say that the Sefer Refuas was actually written by Shlomo Melech, who knew all of the secrets of creation and knew exactly about all of these refuas that are in all the plants and herbs. The reason, says the Gemara Masechta Brachos, is that Chizkiyahu hid the Sefer Refuas because sick people were becoming increasingly reliant on its remedies and weren't doing tshuva and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they got sick. Says the Masha that the source of the remedies that are missed in the Gemara are all in that Sefer Refuas. But it then asked the Masha, if we just learned that the Gemara Masechta Brachos says that Chizkiyahu put away the Sefer Refuas, so why do we have a Gemara here that tells us all about the Sefer Refuas when they were deliberately put away? So the Masha explains that Chizkiyahu Melech was concerned that the Sefer Refuas should not find its way into the hands of people that don't understand that these refuas are only effective if you believe in Hashem. If only tzaddikim who recognize that the refuas are connected in amunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the refuas could work. But they, and therefore Chazal and Shas decided which refuas should be left and which refuas should not be left. Says the Gemara, however, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the Sefer Refuas was not a book of medicine. That was a book of different types of supernatural ways of doing refuah. And he says, in fact, that the book contained a list of deadly poison with their antidotes. And Chizkiyahu put it away, according to the Rambam, because there were Rishoyim who used the book to produce poisons to kill people. Taisus Masechet Maakotin says, as we mentioned before, that Nishtana Hateva, and therefore what might have been effective in the time of Chazal is no longer effective. In fact, the Maril writes that one should not attempt to administer any of the refuas that are mentioned in Shas, because if he's going to come to use it, and they won't be effective nowadays because Nishtana Teva, people are going to begin to doubt everything else that it says in the Gemara. And moreover, says the Maril, Besides that, there's a consideration of Nishtana Teva. There's another very important consideration, he says, and that is that when we don't, as we saw in our shiur that we just learned, we're not exactly sure what is and what isn't included in what Chazal said is a, what is the definition of every word. And therefore, people are going to think that they know the right definition. In general, the question of using medicines that are not medically proven, the Michas Yitzchak has a discussion about this, in the Shas Chuvas Michas Yitzchak Chelik Vav Simen Pei, and he writes there are three reasons by, that we have to be concerned. One is Darkei Amayri. Next is some of these medicines involve Kishif, and one say Avodah Zarah. And therefore, we have to be very careful by any of these natural types of medicines not to be careful not to use them unless we could understand why they are effective according to medical science.